WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, give them a call at 412-821-8484 or send them an email, atticrecordstoreinc.com. That's atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And, of course, you're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We just heard the newest from Hotline TNT, and they either just played Pittsburgh or they're going to. I'm not sure, and I can't remember. Let me see if I check this out. I don't know. I'm not sure. don't know anything that I'm doing here. So before that, Still Corners with Secret World. Before that, Howdy with Bubba. And we start off the set with the newest from Beirut and So Many Plans. This is the newest from the Lemonheads. This is Fear of Living.
What's up? Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
We don't want you on our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.
Okay, so we just heard some more good music. That was Star Effer with Always Never. Before that, the newest from The Smile, Wall of Eyes. Before that, a band that's going to be in town tomorrow. I sent them an email to see if they'd be up for an interview. That's Mannequin Puss, and that's I Got Heaven, and they're awesome. Before that, El Rain with Pet Rock. And we start off the set with the Lemonheads' Fear of Living. Here's the newest from Hooray for the Riff Raff. This is Alibi.
Dancing up out the window. This isn't what I meant at all. When I said, let's get out of here and fall. Worries got me by the throat. I keep my feet to the road. But it's breathing down my neck. And it does not care that I object.
Run in the air.
Have you ever checked under that trap door your mom told you to stay away from? Well, maybe you should take a look. Monday nights, 10 till 11. Punk, electronic, eggs, bouncy, potatoes, and more. Only with DJ Sideways on WRCT. And another show we have that you should check out is Wound Liquor. Wound Liquor is your key to healthy, fearless living. Join Dr. Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, subatomic particles, and stuff like that. Thursdays at 12 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, so we hear the newest from the Decemberists with Burial Ground. They'll be coming to Pittsburgh in the next few weeks. Before that, Helena DeLand with Bright Green, Vibrant Gray. Before that, Marnie Stern, who's pretty big in the aughts. That was Plain Speak. Before that, I Got the Fear with Torres and Hooray for the Riff Raff with Alibi. This is the newest from Yule. This is Sulky Baby.
summer.
I love it like
got to. All the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall. And here am I, the biggest fool of them.
And that wraps up the show for this week. What do we hear? We just heard Lord with Take Me to the River, and that's off of the forthcoming Stop Making Sense tribute album. And I really like that take of Take Me to the River. That's good stuff. Before that, a band that's going to be in town soon, Slow Pulp. They'll be opening up for Death Cab for Cutie and the Postal Service. That track was titled Slugs. And before that, Yule, the Singaporean artist, singing Sulky Baby. So, yeah, that wraps up the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And stick around. Quartz in Session is coming up with more rock. And until then, have a great week. Bye, everybody.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Producer Pat was at the eclipse yesterday. Being at the eclipse is kind of a funny term. But anyway, he was in the path of totality, so we're going to hear from him on the bonus show. But I want to start today with some of the various ways in which the eclipse and a mere phenomenon of astronomy and physics seemingly broke the brains of so many of the people over at Fox News. And as I've said before, if all you've got is hammers, everything will look like a nail. And so many different Fox News hosts finding ways to tie the eclipse into the U.S.-Mexico border political controversy, to inject almost like one would bleach, like a cleaning, to inject statements about Joe Biden's handling of immigration into a discussion that really is about celestial bodies, where you can hit the body with a shadow. And, you know, so I was not in the path of totality. I saw the eclipse somewhere around 90-ish percent. And as many of you know, New York and southern New England, kind of in the 88 to 93% coverage area, had friends who went north and sat in absolutely brutal traffic to get to that 100%. And let me give you some examples of the sort of commentary that we heard from some on the right. And then later we'll get to a weird comment from someone that I think is on the left, because nobody seemingly spared by this. Here is Fox News host Dana Perino, the former White House Secretary for President George W. Bush, saying that we have a celestial event colliding with policy failure at the southern border. This is really a reach. And I don't know if they sort of sit around and go, listen, our audience doesn't really care about astronomy and science, as evidenced by the fact that many of them support Trump. What can we come up with? How about talking about the southern border? Listen to this.
Rare celestial event collides with a policy failure on the ground. The right. southern border will be directly in the path of totality today when the moon wow. covers the sun for nearly 4 minutes. And welcome to a brand new hour of America's Newsroom. I'm Dana Perino. We are 1 hour closer.
We are. We are.
That's right. That, what is that it? Do you learn that in talking head school? To laugh in that particular way? Right, Dana.
Build up.
That's right. I'm Bill Hemberg. Good morning at home. But that is team totality on the other side of the wall, by the way.
What a studio they have.
Our folks at Fox Weather are dialed in on this.
So beautiful. So
don't overlook that. Check it out. We are told that officials are bracing for higher traffic than usual. And that means a real opportunity for smugglers and cartels and migrants to come right in.
Listen, we have the perfect storm of a rare celestial event and failed border policy. And while everyone, you know, those glasses, Dana, those glasses, Dana, are so dark that if Border Patrol is distracted with the eclipse glasses so that you don't sustain corneal damage, retinal damage, there may be smugglers who just during the path of totality, they might just smuggle on through. This is what we got from Fox News. They then went to Bill Malugan in Eagle Pass. And again, it's just so difficult. They have it better with regard to the eclipse on the other side of the border.
All right, Casey, thank you so much. Stay tuned.
All right. And now from Dallas to our southern border, where we're just minutes away until the eclipse crosses over into the United States from Mexico. Two of the places.
It's coming over like a caravan with no ID, no asylum claim, because Border Patrol has been neutered by Biden. They're going to let the